Hey guys, welcome back to the 25th episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar, and in this episode, I'm going to go over the Brawl Stars Chinese version. So, this idea has been since the last Brawl Tour came out, because they did say something about the 3D chat room that they have in the Chinese version coming into our global version. And I thought then, like, oh, I should do an episode about the Chinese version, and now I'm doing it. It is like a couple months late, but I thought that they might have added some new stuff, features, and I think it's better than ever. So I think there has been two other podcasts that have done this episode, so I just actually found out that yesterday, because I was looking on Spotify, is there anybody else who's done it? And there was one person, no, there were two people, some podcasts, and I'm sorry if you might think that I'm trying to take the ideas, but I really don't try to take ideas. I'm trying to keep them to my, like, I'm trying to have my own ideas and put them into the podcast. But again, if you have any ideas, then tell them to me. So right now I'm rambling and it's getting kind of stupid. Sorry. But, yeah. Okay, so, I am a little bit tired. I'm not sure if it sounds like it, but I am. I got punched in the face today at school. So, that was fun. Let's see what happened. What else? I wasn't planning to record today. I am one win away from diamond, and I keep losing, so I keep getting lower, then I keep getting back, but yeah. You might hear some noises in the background, because my, Mum is going to pick up my brother from his kindergarten, so you might hear them walk in, and then I might have to pause the recording, but we will see. I don't think there's really anything else. But yeah, so you know what? Let's get right into the episode. Okay, so now I'm going to go over the Chinese version. So, for how I'm going to do this, first of all, I'm going to say, like, four big things that they have that, like, we don't have. And then I'm just going to go over about, like, eight, seven, thing, like, little facts about it that, probably you didn't know. And if you did, then definitely tell me. I'm also going to go over the skins, but that's going to be the very end. Okay. So, the first main thing that they have, and I'm kind of jealous, and you should be too, and if you're not, then I don't know why. But, yeah, so they still have boxes. They have mega boxes and brawl boxes, but for some reason they don't have big boxes, which is kind of weird, because I have to say I liked big boxes probably, like, the most. I mean, of course, my favorite ones were the mega boxes, but big boxes were cool, too. So they have two new versions of the boxes. So, the first version is the resource box, and in this box you can get coins, credits, I'm pretty sure you can get gems, but I'm not sure. You can get power points and some kind of weird tickets. Well, I'll explain that a little bit later. And then the second box is a box that I'm not sure of the name, because I tried to, like, write it in Google Chat, but it didn't really pop up. Like, it couldn't, it was hard for me, so I just said it's a box that you can get where you can max out every brawler. So in this box, I think you can get brawlers and max all of them out too. It's like a crazy box where you can get 100 things, and it does cost money. I think it's like only two Asian things. I'm not sure how much it costs, but yeah, I mean, I guess that's cool. And then, so there's a lot of really weird things in this. So they still have credits and boxes. They don't have the Star Road, so that's the place where you can get all the credits and the, you know what I mean, and all the brawlers. But they do have, the only way you can get brawlers are either from unlocking them from the Brawl Pass, from boxes, buying them, or just getting them for free in some way, like a giveaway. So gems aren't the most valuable thing in the game. Tickets are, but I'll get into that a little bit later. Okay, so the second big thing about it is they have a chat room. And a lot of people already know this because like one of the two other podcasts have gone over this. And I have wanted to, but I just haven't been able to. And now I finally am. So the chat room is 3D and you can walk around it. You can talk to players. Sometimes people aren't kind of aren't the nicest in them, I've heard. But you can ban them and like report them, and the China devs or whatever they call them there will take note. You can speak to them, so you can interact with them. You can show off your skins, and you can show off pins. You can show off normal just emojis, and I think it's kind of cool. Like if our Brawl Stars would have that. Yeah, there'll be a lot of toxicity, and they might have it in the future, but I'm not too sure about that. Okay, so the third massive thing is they have a massive machine, they have a button where you press it, and you can get skins, PowerPoint. You can either get like one of the crazy, they've got some crazy skins. I'll talk about them later. You get skins, PowerPoints, gold, coins, or I'm pretty sure that was it. Okay, so the weird thing is they have skins, and they have gems, and they have tickets, and they have stuff like that to buy skins, and they still have bling. So, yeah, that's kind of weird. They also have these kind of bunny tickets that you put into the machine. And then that's where you can get the skins, PowerPoints, and coins. My handwriting is hard to read. And I'm sorry if this episode is kind of choppy. It's just I don't have my notebook. And I wrote down everything in there and had to rewrite it. And it looks kind of bad. And I can't really read anything properly. So, yeah. Let's see. They also have these bluishy purple tickets that you can get the special boxes. At the very beginning I said there's a resource box and a box that you can max out every single brawl and get all of them. So you can get, with these tickets you can get those boxes, but you can only get these tickets if you buy them with real, money. And I think that's kind of good, but no, it's really pay to win, and I'm not lying, it is. So yeah, the Brawl Pass is still with gems, so that is pretty cool. Okay, so this part was kind of bad, I'm sorry if you didn't like it. Now I'm going to get into the interesting facts. So there are 7 or 8 of them. The first one is hypers, you can only get them for gems, and if they did that here, they would have a smaller value than they have there, because it's actually 79 gems for a hypercharge, but 5,000 coins for a hypercharge isn't, 5,000 coins isn't equal to 79 gems. I think it's equal to, 120 gems or something like that. So the hypercharges have lesser value there. But gems also have a lesser value there, so I guess it kind of does make sense. The second thing is they have backpacks that you can get, and they have wings too. So basically they are angel wings, they are these wings, they are these mecha wings, they are these just brew box backpacks, just some weird backpacks. It's kind of in Fortnite where you have the back blings. So it's kind of like that, except just in Brawl Stars. But yeah, so the third fact is their smoke is purple, nothing really that big. But I just thought that's kind of interesting because ours is green and their one looks kind of, our smoke is not it has a black line around it, I don't remember that word. But their one has a line around it, so it's kind of weird. The fourth thing is the boxes that are there, that are the rarest ones, you can only get for money. So like I said before, the fifth fact is your attack is really delayed. So I'm not sure if this is just if you go through this one application where you can get it, but you need to be 17 plus years old. So I'm not sure if it's because of that or something else. But yeah, so the sixth thing is when there are three people left, then you can leave the match. So this is kind of weird because, like, this is, you can't just leave a match. So basically, if everybody leaves, you can just win. So that's cool. Number seven, and the last one is you can still unlock rulers from the trophy road. So I just thought that is really interesting. Now I'm going to go over their skins. Okay, so one of my favorite skins is Moon Spike. I think it's really cool. Or Spaceman Spike. I don't know really the names, so these are just like my ideas. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Then the second cool, the second cool skin is this Space Mortis. So he is like basically just a white spaceman with a phaser in front of him. The third skin is Space Shelly. Let's just call them all Space. And she is also cool. So I love these skins because their theme is purplishy, bluishy, darkishy black. And all of those skins, all of those colors are my favorite. And they all look just great. The fourth skin is, let's say, Space Cold again. He looks really cool. He has this like kind of avatar with him. The fifth skin is Space Bow, who is really cool too. Then the last but not least skin is definitely the Stew skin. So it's like this massive kind of monster, and it's really like, it's really cool. Then they also have this M skin. Okay, I'm sorry, my head really hurts from that punch. Like, he punched me so hard, and then I can't really speak. Okay, so they also have this M skin, and that is really cool. But yeah, so that is it for the skins. That's it for the whole Chinese version, and I'm sorry this episode is kind of choppy, bad, and I'm just trying to pull myself together to sound normal and not just sound like, I don't know, somebody who's, don't know, just can't think. But yeah, my head hurts a little bit, and I just, yeah. Sorry if this episode wasn't what you wanted. I might try to make a part two about this because this episode wasn't too good and my head hurts and I just can't talk that much. But yeah, so I'm not going to do the Q&A in this episode. I'm sorry, I'm going to do it in the next one. Just I'm going to have like a big unpacking of three episodes. Not too much, but more than usual. Okay, well, that's it for this episode. And I'll see you in the next one. This is Bulsa, Bulsating out.